Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me, as always, is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author and awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy! Hey, baby. You ready to do our random thought in office time?
Apparently, I am.
Well, good. This is time.
All right, so I found this quiz online.
Yeah?
About what killer wedgie do you deserve?
All right.
It's supposed to be girls only, but I don't believe in that. So this is about you, man. Do you like wedgies?
No.
Who gives you the most wedgies?
Nobody.
Yourself, your master or mistress, your friends or bullies? Have you ever gotten a wedgie, baby?
Yeah, I think so. Like elementary school.
All right, so bullies or was it a friend?
Yeah, no.
It was,
probably both.
Sean befriends his bullies.
But you can, let's say, bullies primary. Say that.
All right. See, I think that's most normal. And do you remember what kind of underwear you were wearing? Were you wearing a thong, baby?
Back then, it would have been tighty whities.
All right.
I wasn't in the G-stones.
Why are you taking this quiz? I need wedgies or I'm forced to. All right. And if a punishment, was it a punishment?
No.
No.
Who the heck? Nobody gets wedgied for punishment.
I think it's a BDSM thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Where do you do wedgies if you do them yourself?
I didn't say myself.
All right. And how often do you get wedgies? Do you
get
them every day?
I don't get them anymore.
Do you get them multiple times a day?
Wait a minute. Are they talking about intentional wedgies or the kind of wedgies you pick out? You try to pick out discreetly while you're walking down the street.
I think it's like your thong, your camo thong got stuck in your Lee jeans. But like,
no, it gets stuck in the crack of your ass.
Oh,
maybe.
That's right.
Not your pants.
So I don't think that. So I think you're, are you like 1 to 5 in your life?
Or? Hey, man, I got a question.
No, answer me. I asked.
This is directly
first.
Related.
I am the mistress here now.
All right, so we're going to go with, quote, bully wedgies.
Right. Okay. And how often do you get them?
I don't get them at all.
How often have you gotten them? It's 1 to 5.
No, it says, how often do you get wedgies?
I know, but it's not. This is a person who wrote every day as one word in this instance. So it's not. They're like, pick how many have you had in your life?
1 to 5.
All right. Is your butt sensitive?
No.
I misspelled sensitive.
No. Well, it depends. My anus is sensitive.
Nobody.
The rest of my butt's not really sensitive.
I'm hitting, oh my God, you don't even want to know, because I did not want to know that. And then whatever your answer is, you must do it. All right. I hate you. I don't know. And so what do you think? Do you think I should continue to kill you? A-S-S-E-S? Don't worry. I now own all of your A-S-S-E-S. I am now you mistress.
This ass is big.
I wasn't going to say that alone.
Is this supposed to be some... Is this advertising?
I think it's a quiz,
baby. Do you get
baby?
To sign up for some mistress's fucking pay web...
Language!
I'm sorry. The pay website at the end?
All right, man. This is the killer wedgie you deserve. Are you ready?
Yeah, but it's just for girls.
It's really hard because everything's spelled wrong. I'll have the link in the podcast notes.
A hanging thong wedgie.
You deserve a hanging thong wedgie. Pull the freaking thongs up to the sky. Attach them to a pole and stay like that for an hour.
All right, so this
is... If you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, they have to watch over you and must punish you severely if you fail. Oh, my God. This is the best writing podcast ever.
It's a good thing we're not in BSM. I know. We're not even going to get to the real grammar part.
Shawnee doesn't let me be in charge.
Well, I got a bit naked, so there's no chance for a wedgie. Anyways, wait. I have a serious question, and this is very relative.
Yes?
As a girl.
I've never gotten a wedgie.
No.
Oh.
But can you... All right, let's say somebody gave you a traditional wedgie from the back. Could you possibly at the same time get a vagina wedgie? If it would say thongs.
I think it would depend on where they're pulling from, yeah.
Well, pulling from the front, obviously, but pulling from the back.
No, you said pulling from the back.
I think you could still get a wrap around.
I think it has to be the force and your undies and like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, obviously, the type of undies is important for that.
Yeah.
But, man, I was just thinking about that. How much worse that could be for a girl, because it's like front and back wedgie. Instead of
wait,
just
when
back.
You get a wedgie, it doesn't hurt the boy nuggets in the front?
No.
Because to me, that would be the scariest part.
No. The wedgie comes up from the back.
What if it's a front wedgie?
That's not a wedgie.
Do the little nuggets just go one side to the other and they don't get like spliced into?
Well, see, I can't answer that.
Because you've never had that.
Because I always wore tighty whities. And tighty whities are more of a cupping underwear.
That's so sexy.
Whereas boxers, which I wear now, boxer briefs, actually.
Snort it. Oh my God.
Of the free marketing right here of the Under Armour brand. With the odor-killing butt pad. But anyways.
Does it really have an odor?
No, not at all.
That would be amazing.
Okay. So tighty whities are...
It's not working, but listen, yeah.
Tighty whities are cupping. So if you get a wedgie, they kind of... It's a tighter cup. But boxers or boxer briefs are looser. So it is more of a toss of the dice on which side that seam goes, and it could definitely split the jewels.
It seems scary to me.
They could pop an emerald right out of the crown.
I've never had a wedgie, I don't think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't even get my joke or laugh at it.
I don't know.
You're still mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. You're just going to have to
God.
Get some...
I'm going to have to what?
You're just going to have to... make it up to me.
Oh, I'll do that later in bed, baby.
So, originally, according to
etymology.
But it's not. It's E-T-Y-M-O-N.
Etymology.
Yeah. .com. The word wedgie originally comes from, like a wedge heeled shoe, which was a wedge. And then they added the IE allegedly in the 70s.
Ooh.
And I'm not quite sure why. But the Latin vomer means plowshare, which kind of makes sense if you think about a wedgie. What?
It says in the 70s it became.
I already
term
said that,
for the,
baby.
You didn't say underwear prank, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I thought so.
Oh, we'll have to re-listen to that later.
No, that's not, because I think we'll get divorced. But then, because I'll get cranky at you. So the
obviously.
The other word, noogie.
Yeah.
Like, is another horrible prank, right?
Oh, yeah.
You used to do that to your little brother or sister?
I don't think so, because I always thought noogies were ignorant.
All right, so I have a sibling who's 14 year and a half years older than I am. I'm the youngest, right?
Yeah.
And that sibling,
yeah.
I'm trying not to use gender-identifying pronouns so he doesn't sue me. Oh,
yeah.
I just did it.
He's a dick.
Because
if you're... Okay, this is my response to your... Go ahead and finish.
This is why we're not going to stay married.
Go ahead and finish.
Okay, so he would give me noogies all the time.
Okay, let me rewind.
All right.
He's a dick.
I was like 3, like from the ages of 3 to like 9.
Noogies are the shallowest, most ignorant friggin' thing. Why would you want to hurt somebody? There's nothing funny about that.
No,
a wedgie, there's plenty of humor in a wedgie. Okay? Not from the getter of the wedgie, but... And it's all mean humor. It's not kind.
We
the noogies are just flat. There's no humor in a noogie.
And
it's not even as good as a titty twister.
Do you say noogie or noogie?
I say noogie. Like, I don't say noogie like noodle. I say noogie.
We say noogie.
Well, I'm from the south.
And I'm from the north. Anyways, if you don't know what it is, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, it's a hard poker grind with the knuckles, especially on a person's head.
It's always on a person's head.
And it started, the first quote of it was in 1968. And they think that it got popular in the 1970s thanks to SNL.
Jesus.
I know,
those
man.
Those idiots.
Those bastards.
They're spreading the hate.
They tormented me. It was because my brother saw SNL that he tormented me my whole friggin' life. I can still, like, my head's probably flat on top because of the force of those knuckles.
No, it would have
There's
an
probably
it
divots.
Would have an indent, yes.
I think I have a divot. You want to feel it? Yeah, right?
Be still. Oh my God, you do.
See? So.
It was missing brain matter.
Anyways, on this website, English.stackexchange.com, link in the podcast notes, other people were like, no, man, like, we heard about that in the 50s. That did not happen in the 70s.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. It seems like a 40s or a 50s thing. It seems like a 50s thing. It totally just seems like something that greasers would do to somebody. You know what I mean? As a way to be a dink and not really be, like, committing criminal activity.
Yeah, man. Alleged, like, it is. It's such a dinky move. And apparently some people think it came from the Yiddish nudsen, which I can't say because I'm not very good at Yiddish, or the Hebrew nugget, which means to badger and then to afflict.
Yeah, exactly.
And I also, like, etymologists think that it's really connected to the word wedgie, too. There's got, like, that similarity. Of
evil, they're both stupid
and meaningless.
And mean, yes.
It's so meany. The end. You seriously? You just punched me in my headphone. Did you ever give anybody the noogie, honey?
Well, first off, I didn't punch you. I ran my hand down the side.
Oh, stop!
Did anybody noogie me?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Like older, like my uncles or something.
Those uncles, man.
And I noogie people too.
Did.
But I never ever thought it was funny, really. I just did it to be a dink.
Well, you still do things to be a dink, so I guess.
Sometimes I do.
Yes.
So do you.
No.
No?
I don't ever noogie or grope people or wedgie them.
Who the heck does any groping in this house?
You. Don't look at me.
Writing tip of the paw. Yesterday, on Carrie's blog, she talked about a writer worry that happens a lot, which is figuring out when your novel has too many characters. You should check that out at carriejonesbooks.blog if it's one of your worries. But here's a bit more information about making that deadly decision. Deadly for your character, not you.
So what we're talking about here is another way to determine if your character needs to be there in your book. And to do that, you need to think about your character's role in the story. So we're going to go through a few roles.
Okie dokie.
Protagonist.
The main character. It's the character that the readers like, loves, roots for, worries about. The character that moves the plot forward and has emotional development.
The character who has a wedgie and then overcomes that wedgie. That's who it is.
To become Bill Gates.
We don't know he's ever been wedgied.
Anyways.
The antagonist is a naughty one who keeps our protagonist from quickly achieving their
goals. Oh, that's me.
Yes, absolutely. By staring at them. Tormenting them, teasing them, taking away their agency, and possibly giving them a noogie.
I've never given you a noogie.
I feel like.
Nor a wedgie, but there is always the future.
All right, what's the sidekick character do?
The bestie. The support system for the protagonist.
So when the protagonist gets a wedgie, what happens?
The sidekick
does what, man?
It depends on who the sidekick is. It could just be like a girl that's going to dress the antagonist down if he's a dude, because she can't kick his butt.
What?
Well, let's just say...
Sexist?
No, it's not sexist, because you can make anything you want in a novel.
But in real life, women can kick men's butt.
They sure can.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
But anyways.
The orbital... What's the orbital character?
I don't feel like we can finish the sidekick. But that's okay. Because anyways, what I was going to say is the sidekick protects the protagonist from the antagonist.
Sometimes they don't necessarily protect them, but they give them support when bad things happen to them. Right. Like in Harry Potter, Ron Weasley didn't really protect Harry.
Right,
but he supported Harry when bad crap went down.
Yeah,
Harry has to protect Harry because he's the hero in this story, really. You want to be the hero in your own story. So an orbital character, they tend to get the protagonist into trouble, even if it's not their intent, like Hermione, or however you say that, in Harry Potter. She's the coolest, but her insistence on doing the right thing and being heroic sometimes pulls Harry into a path of like of trouble, right?
Yeah.
So the orbital is an instigator, but not the bad guy. So like right. In our marriage.
I'm the orbital.
But I'm also the orbital.
No, you're the antagonist.
Oh. MG.
Oh wait, I'm the next one too. So anyways.
Yeah.
You know, the first time I heard you say that name, Hermione or whatever.
I don't know
it is.
How to say it, man.
Yes, that's my point. I never knew how to say it. And I was waiting and waiting. I was like, Carrie, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
She'll finally straighten me out. And then I was like, oh no, she doesn't know. I still don't know.
I'm American and from New Hampshire, and I'm not cultured enough to know how to say that name.
So what's the next one, baby?
Love and trust. A specific character type is the love interest. If you have 27 love interests, you probably should get rid of one of them.
You can have up to 26?
Yeah, if you're writing one of those like orgy.
But are they really love
shifter erotic novels?
You should have put parentheses lust interest.
Maybe. Confidant, what's that one?
This is the person the protagonist tells their secrets to. It can be a trusted friend, a mentor, a lover, a random person in a bar.
A what?
I said a random person in a bar.
Yeah, so like you're up at the bar and you're telling the other person like about your wedgie experience, right? Like, they gave me an atomic wedgie. I thought I was never going to survive, right? Wearing a thong.
Is there a role for a confidant other than just a sounding board? Can they also be the sidekick?
They can. You know, yeah. I think you can have a character that plays multiple roles, and oftentimes those are the best, most well-rounded characters. But the point for this podcast is if you have 87 confidants, you should probably get rid of some of them to streamline your novel. If you have 86...
What's the max confidants, baby?
What?
What's max confidants?
There's no max.
Well, you said it was 66 for the... I'm just teasing you.
You're such a butt face. All right, the foil. There we go. This is you.
The foil?
Yep.
Oh, sweet.
In my story...
I like the first part. They aren't the villain, but they are the protagonist opposite. Think Draco Malfoy. Is it Draco or Draco?
It's whatever we feel like right now.
Think Draco Malfoy in Harry Potter.
So you're my Draco.
Sweet, I'm a handsome blonde boy.
Oh my gosh. And finally, the red shirts.
What are they?
They are the extras. They're hanging out in the background and encountered, but not super important, like the Patels in Harry Potter or the red shirts in Star Trek or the random guy in a car in a Tom Cruise movie when the car explodes. So
Wait.
No.
Yes, this is very important to my life.
So long already, baby.
Are you telling me that literally they chose the color red for the red shirts in Star Trek to symbolize that they're like tertiary characters?
Well, they tended to be tertiary characters, whether or not it was intentional.
Because the colors meant like what department they were.
Yes, and those were like the security team guys and like the engineers.
What about Scotty? Wasn't he a red shirt?
What did I just say?
The engineers.
What's Scotty?
Scotty was in every episode, wasn't he?
Is he an engineer?
Yeah.
He's like the chief mechanic on the ship.
Right.
Like, so there we go, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a good foil you are.
No, I think they had dual purpose and such. I think they were that smart. Anyways, go ahead.
So I'll condense the writing tip of the pod is if you're worried about having your characters, right, too many characters, cut it out. Like, look and see how many are doing... How many foils do you have? How many antagonists do you have?
Yeah.
How many red shirts you have? How many confidants? And, you know, cut it out. Diversify your characters' roles. Like, everyone shouldn't be a mentor.
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah, I need a mentor.
You do? I'll be your mentor, baby. I can be more than one character.
You're already my freaking love interest somehow. You're my foil.
I'm your confidant.
And you're my orbital. You're the sidekick.
And your sidekick.
And there you go. In the story of Carrie.
Don't forget, I'm the protagonist.
No, in the story of Carrie, Carrie gets to be the protagonist. Oh my gosh, you're freaking me out so much. I'm referring to myself in the third person. I'm going to start giving myself wedgies.
Oh my God. Let me get a picture of that. Come on.
No.
Dog tip for life.
So, dogs are very smart, right?
Yeah.
And they know.
I mean, most of them.
They know that they can't spend all their time going from one person to another person to another person to another person. They're not like, they don't have 26 people that they all give equal attention to, right?
Yeah, right.
They streamline their people, just like you have to streamline your characters in a story, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they have, okay, this is my five top people. This is the one who gives the good butt rubs. This is the one who lets me sleep on their bed. This is the one who gives me food. This is the one who...
Giving him food means nothing. I think he's cut me right out of his character line.
Ready?
Because I don't give him enough treats and I don't give him butt rubs.
You don't give him much, baby.
So what would that make me in his book?
A red shirt. You're extra. He doesn't need you.
All right, I'm going to stop feeding him.
You're not going to stop feeding him.
He's going to appreciate me one way or the other.
Sparty, our dog... still kind of loves you, but he's much more attached to other
people that constantly give him treats
and love him. You're making big thumping noises on the
podcast. Sorry, baby.
Dude.
That was an arm exasperation
moment. What was that show that we used to watch where Kathy Bates had a weed like dispensary? And
oh my God. I don't know the name of that. Why?
Oh, because we're reminding me of the...
Oh, yeah, I can't remember their names either.
There are these two comedians.
They did the podcast.
Who did a little podcast within the show, like a show within a show. And they were super, super stoners.
It was like Dabby.
And Dax or Docs.
Yeah, something like that.
They're brilliant. But I feel like we might be channeling
them too much. Did we do a dog tip or
did
we just get off that?
That's good enough.
What?
Keep your crew small and tight.
Thanks for listening.
No, that's not my Lori.
I want to say a couple times, thanks for listening.
No.
We greatly appreciate it.
Don't give anyone a wedgie.
No, you can give wedgies. Don't give a noogie. No,
don't do either.
Give your wife a wedgie and don't give her a noogie. How about
that? Not if you want to stay married.
She'll love it.
No, she won't.
Mine will.
No, she won't. Unless you have another wife hanging around somewhere.
No, that's illegal.
Put it past you.
Hey, thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate your time. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this marvelous podcast with all of your friends.
Hey, the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist and the song is Summer Spliff by Broke for Free. And we have a new podcast.
Loving the Strain.
And another one, Be Brave Fridays. And?
And? I don't know.
Well, they're available everywhere, babe.
Oh, yeah. You can find them on Carrie's Facebook, Carrie's Twitter, Carrie's LinkedIn.
My blog site and Amazon.
If you just look up Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book.
You can find us.
You can find her all over the internet.
All over.
Yeah.
That sounds creepy.
Well, I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to, because then we'll have to redo this next week. And Carrie's publishing a new book at the beginning of every month.
Until February, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
All right. Be sure to check them out.
Yay, us. And yay, you. Thanks for surviving this podcast with us.
That's right. Have a wonderful day.